we definitely need some sort of a disaster fund, an emergency fund for farmers that they can tap into. We've seen with the Storm Owen and the Storm Dara, the damage that was done on farmers are not going to get compensated. There are fences down. Now we see the damage that has been done by forest fires, gorse fires, our bogs, our SACs in Roscommon, in Wexford, in Dowra. You know, in many places across this country, we won't know the whole story until this subsides. Yes, definitely, there is definitely need for money, a package of money there that farmers and landowners can tap into. And no. Not only that, but we can imagine now the damage that's been done to special areas of conservation, the habitats. Do you know what I mean? And working with farmers, we have to try and revive these, you know?
Normally, there's always a long period involved before compensation is paid out in the aftermath of such damages. Perhaps, for once, it might be better to preempt something like this happening and have that rainy day fund, if we can call it that, there set up and ready to go in the event of such disasters taking place.
Well, we've seen it in the past in Killary, there near Drumahair, where the farmers on a commonage didn't get paid for a number of years. They had it getting nearly sworn affidavits before they could get paid. Do you know what I mean? So we need everybody to step up here. We've seen a minister that was overly anxious to help the forestry companies, but now somebody needs to step up and help the farmers. So I would, yes, definitely we need some sort of a fund there, and that no farmer is left out of pocket over this, because it is a natural disaster. But the other thing as well is it's becoming more common. The climate, regardless of what we think, there is a change in our climate, and it seems to be more extreme, and we're at the brunt of it here in the Northwest.
And just in relation to those ongoing discussions with the Minister for Responsibility with Forestry, Michael Healy-Ray, any updates on those, Councillor Warnock? It just seems to be something that there's a lot of dissatisfaction among stakeholders, particularly in Leitrim, to his response.
There's no update. We seem to be banging our heads up a wall here with the Minister. He has no interest in the social aspect of all of this. The people that live in County Leitrim, or the people that live in Roscommon, or in any other county, all he's interested in is getting the timber out and looking after the industry. And that is what we see firsthand.